listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Sounds boring. I'll watch the first episode. Is the first episode good?
They're all good.
I'm asking you a question. Is the first episode good?
Yes, the first episode is based on his return to stand-up comedy. And so, it's almost like a mockumentary.
Is it engaging for me enough to potentially watch number two?
Oh, yeah.
And are these half-hour long or hour long?
The first one, the pilot is an hour, and then they're a half hour.
Can I watch the second one?
Yeah, you can start
without watching
the
first?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Totally.
I will watch the second episode before this week is over.
It's
not a priority enough for me to see it tonight.
It's going to be amazing. Okay?
But I'll watch it between tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. I will watch a half-hour Curb Your Enthusiasm show.
I'm just looking at the list of both of these. I got both of them up here.
Of what, the shows?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're laughing, reminiscing about the show? What's funny is
you guys should tell a story
about not only your favorite episode or episode that sticks out in your mind and what you were doing and how old you were at the time you were watching it. If that's an interesting topic.
I mean, the thing about it is it's not even close to me in terms of Curb. And I think, well, everybody's like, you know, there's at least 20 classic Seinfelds and there's only so many. If you think of the percentage of episodes that are actual classics, I think Curb definitely wins. Curb, I think, is, you may say that Seinfeld, for those Seinfeld supporters out there, it may total more quote-unquote classic episodes, but in terms of as a percentage basis, I don't think there's any
question.
Oh, because
of the volume of Seinfeld episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So how many Curb seasons
How many, yeah, we'll find out. How many Seinfeld episodes do you think there are, Gibbs?
I want to say there were over 200, because I remember a 100th episode, and I think there was a 200th episode. Hold on, I'm looking it up. I'm looking up both.
And how many seasons of Curb? Curb is what, eight seasons?
Curb had far fewer seasons.
No, it had 10 shows a season, though. That was the difference. Curb had 10 shows a season. So it wasn't a big...
No, HBO never put out a lot of shows in each season.
It's usually 8 or 10 for a season. You guys are both diligently at work right now.
We are working, yes. Fill the air. Come on. Do something. Do something over there.
I was going to say, if we had a camera, I'd dance around like in a
I mean, it was on.
Like
it was on. I mean, I have all 10 seasons of Seinfeld.
All right, so Seinfeld's got...
Nine seasons.
Seinfeld's nine seasons? Got... The first season had 5, then 12, so that's 17 plus 23. That's 40. 64. 86.
God, 100, so good
110. 134. 156. 180. 180 episodes for Seinfeld.
I mean, that's a... big time run, man.
It is
obviously
a big time run.
It's
but
the
also
best.
Too, as you said, how many he's the guy
oh, here
with
we
20
go.
Classics?
And 81 for Curb. See, I think Curb hits at least on a 1 out of every 4 is an absolute classic. 1 out of 4 is an absolute classic.
The ratio
classic.
Is much better with Curb, no question.
The ratio is much better. Yes, we're being
reminded.
What are we being reminded of?
Kevin Jones just flashed a brand pyramid.
The brand pyramid. And he gave us the cut it off sign.
But the good news
the
is.
The consultants are losing their minds.
The good news is the team president, Mr. Alex Shiner, has checked in from the owners' meetings in Phoenix on the matter with one word, 4 letters, 1 word, Curb.
You disappoint me, Mr. President. You disappoint me.
Curb.
I want to go over his head and I want to get a tweet from Jimmy.
I think there's no. I don't think there's any question though. Now, to me, you're looking at a clear designation. There's no. Seinfeld may be the greatest television sitcom of all time, given its overall run, but
because it was on TV
and it was on network TV. Curb Your Enthusiasm is a better show, and Curb Your Enthusiasm is going to be a better pound-for-pound fighter. It is going to produce a higher percentage of classics than
based
Seinfeld.
On
that
what
I
you're
feel
telling
very good
me,
about.
I think that's a strong assessment.
That's what I think. That's what I think.
Because you're saying 25% of the 81
are classics. I'm gonna say that, and I'm gonna feel good about that.
20.
I might be low.
So if the guy, you got a tweet from someone that said 20 episodes of Seinfeld are absolute classics, when the equivalent in 81 shows are absolute classics for Curb.
Yes, I think it's Curb. I think we've just gotten it. I think we've identified it right now. Now people are saying Seinfeld's an American treasure. I think Seinfeld had a broader audience that it was exposed to.
100%.
But that doesn't make it better.
Because also, too, you have to talk about the era of, you know, the economy that people weren't into HBO as much as they are today.
And I think, too, an interesting thing to do one day would be if you sat down and you drafted episodes. You know what I'm saying? So like,
similar to our, if it's similar to the whole Mount Rushmore thing, I'm out because I screwed that up the first time around.
You would be out. You'd be gone. You'd be out. But I mean, I think that if you were drafting, I'm telling you, I think Herb really populates the early part of that draft. I don't know how it couldn't. I don't know how it couldn't. People are weighing it. People are loving it. Tommy Vito said, hearing you guys talk about Curb is like an episode of Curb. Watch the show, Matt. It's that good. Yes, watch the show.
I'll watch the show in the next 3 days. I'm watching Curb Enthusiasm in the next 3 days. Game of Thrones? Not possible.
The vulgarity, tough debate, the vulgarity of Curb makes it better than Seinfeld. Now, a lot of people are chiming in for this Always Sunny in Philadelphia show.
I'm telling you, it is outstanding. Nathan Zagura, you need to watch a little...
I feel like I need to get into it. People are enjoying this though. People are excited about what's going on with
the vulgarity of Curb makes it better than Seinfeld. That's where Curb has the advantage. The whole HBO thing.
It does, but I think also too is does Seinfeld make up like it in the snarky comments and
snarky? You think there's no snark on Curb? Are you out of your mind? Larry David invented snark.
I didn't say that.
You don't even know. Donnie, you're out of your element. You're like a child that has wandered into the middle of a movie.
I told Mr. President,
have no frame
going
of reference.
Forward, his presidential theme is being revoked, we will be playing the Seinfeld theme.
That's for anybody that's seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, Cleve T.A. is asking for it. I had call yesterday, I have call today, and I'll have call tomorrow. Scorsese makes a cameo in Curb.
Do you know how many people made Seinfeld? Let's not even go
Daryl
into
Strawberry.
Who made appearances. Keith Hernandez.
Gino D'Andrea, genius, chimes in at Dog Pound Bound. Curb easily. Duh.
Oh, God, you people.
Curb is Seinfeld for adults. The racist dog is my favorite episode. I mean, the stuff in here is just, it's outrageous. Curb Your Enthusiasm is outrageous.
So this is from Mystery Science Theater. This is the 25 best episodes of Seinfeld. And then I will read you the best episodes of Curb.
Okay.
The dealership.
Who's saying this?
This is from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
What about when Larry is a car salesman? Are you kidding me?
I'm counting down both.
Wilhelm, imagine walking into a car dealership and somebody's trying to sell you a car. This is Larry David. This is in Curb Your Enthusiasm, he's playing Larry David. Like, he did Seinfeld. He's got all the money. He does that. And he decides one day he wants to sell cars. That's what he's always wanted to do, is be a car salesman. So a guy walks in, and he walks in and goes, you know, this sell him on this this model. He's like, it's GTS. And what's the guy's like, what's that stand for? Guaranteed Tremendous Safety. And then he goes over to this model. What is this, the GT? Guaranteed Tremendous? I mean, come on, the guy's a genius.
That's not funny.
It is funny.
Okay.
Larry David's fantastic.
I'll have to see it.
Larry David, if you're drafting characters from the show, there's no question you're drafting Larry David number one overall.
Oh, my God. You're dumb.
Todd Derry, who is a Seinfeld supporter, just chimed in on Twitter and said, I'd take Larry as the top main character on either show.
No way.
With George
it's
and Kramer,
go Kramer
right there. No second lead in Curb. Funkhauser. Susie.
You got to go Kramer Leon. Number one.
Leon.
How about Officer Krupke episode?
Yes.
I'm Larry David. I happen to enjoy wearing women's panties. There's a quote for you.
He's in the jury? I mean, come on.
Man, the best one is the one tweet that we got. Who sent us the one tweet that we really want to read and we just can't because we'd be in meetings?
About what happens when you wear the only kind of people who wear sunglasses
yes.
inside? Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. My friend Scott Lichtenstein chimes in and says, Matt, you have greatness ahead of you. Alex Shiner said, please play the Curb music. He's got to tune in. We just did. That's what we came back from break with on the last time. We came back
we'll
with the Curb
out to
music.
It too.
No
we'll
way.
For you,
Seinfeld for him
Prez.
Going forward.
Maybe that'll be his new theme song.
Now, Jonathan Bull tweets at us and says, Californication better than both.
Ooh, I don't know. I haven't heard that.
I have not seen it.
I don't know about
that. I
got
rid of HBO.
I don't even know. Is that HBO show?
Yeah.
Oh,
or no, is that Showtime?
I wouldn't even know.
I don't know. I've heard Californication is good, but.
I mean, okay. Just in the first season alone, this is the first season.
How many episodes in the first season?
10. There's 10 a season. The first season alone of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I'd go so far to say that Porno Gill is a classic episode. I would go so far as to say that Beloved Aunt is a classic episode. I think The Group is a classic episode. Affirmative Action's a classic episode. And you could make the case, I think, that either Ted and Mary, which feature Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen, his wife, or The Pants Tent would file as
classics. So 6 out of 10.
And that's just the first season. And it got so much better as it went on. Shaq? What about when he trips Shaq at the Lakers game? The baptism? The massage? Are you kidding me?
So what about this? What about this question?
Crazy Eyes Killer. Boom. Drop the mic.
Who?
What?
Shut your mouth.
What? Crazy Eyes Killer.
All right. What about this?
He'll pop a cap in your eyes. That doesn't sound like a good scenario for me.
Larry David is one of the best producers, writers, whatever the case might be, between Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What about The Blind Date?
Is he better than Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live?
Larry David walked out on Lorne Michaels and then tried to go back to his job like he didn't quit. I would say season four, you've got The Blind Date, you've got The Five Wood, where Larry hits this five wood so good that he ends up trying to steal it out of a coffin, an open casket at a funeral, because he wants the five wood because he hits it so well. It's got The Carpool Lane, it's got The Surrogate, and Wandering Bear. Not to mention The Survivor with Gina Gershon, his dry cleaner. This is unbelievable.
You're the showerhead episode from Seinfeld.
The ski lift.
The chaperone.
I mean, we're talking about
the butter shave.
We're talking about the magic loogie somebody said. Yes. Oh my goodness.
The bubble boy.
Oh
from
man.
Seinfeld.
Oh goodness gracious. I mean, it makes me sad. For like myself, that I'm not able to like re-experience Curb. Like you have no idea. You don't even know what you're getting.
Like, do you want to come over and watch them with me?
Like, I'd watch some of them with you,
you
for
know,
sure.
On Sunday nights, I will say this: like Sunday nights, you were just like,
what about
man,
when
the weekend's
about,
over. I got to go back to work on
the
Monday.
Black Swan, Denise Handicap.
But you always had Curb. You had Entourage. You had Sopranos. Sunday nights, HBO owned.
Oh my God! Hold on. What about Bam Bam Funkhauser? Funkhauser's crazy sister who wanted Jeff.
Yes. The Pez dispenser from Seinfeld. The puffy shirt. Come on.
I still think that
Bizarro Jerry.
It is possible the Palestinian chicken is the greatest half hour of TV ever.
The Merv Griffin show.
Kurt Michaels Seinfeld. Is mad that we don't think The League is a great show. The League is a great show, but the League
like
is not.
The
League is a great show, but The League is in.
We're taking nothing away from other shows.
No.
We're talking.
No.
Like, are you telling me that The League is better than either one of these? Come on now, son.
Wow. Yeah. No. But good. Curb right now.
Jim West is killing it on Twitter with things we can't talk about.
Riz is saying. Californication's great, different show altogether. What about the Bear Midriff or Funkhauser? Bam Bam Funkhauser, Riz. We just gave her a shout out. Absolutely. Larry David's as good as it gets. I think I'm telling you right now that you would not believe it, but it seems to be. It's a runaway for Curb Your Enthusiasm. How did we even get started on this?
We were talking about Entourage.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Your tweet of the Entourage trailer.
Oh, that's
You're
how,
a
see?
Sports talk
see?
Show. How can you think The League is not a great show?
That's what I just said.
Come on.
The League's a good show.
Curb.
It is a good show, but it's no Curb.
I've watched
curb.
Probably 4 seasons of The League.
It's no Curb. No Curb.
The League is good.
I'll play the Always Sunny music, Droopy. I will play that. I'll play that in Seinfeld here this hour.
I mean, there is the – I mean
– Seinfeld, you can go through your day and live a Seinfeld moment. I would say you could probably do that
you
with
You could
curb
do that
too.
With Curb easily.
I agree.
If you're a Curb fan any day you want, yes. Absolutely.
Double dipping,
the black. What about the Black
low
Swan?
Low talker, shrinkage, yada yada. Festivus. Festivus.
Festivus is epic.
Man hands, Mimbo. It's no contest from Browns fan 42. Well
that's,
played.
That there. It's that's erroneous. Oh Wilhelm, do you feel like you? Do you feel though like
Bro,
right now that you're
doing?
Missing out? Do you
hey,
feel
we
like
should
you're
go
missing
to break?
Out?
It's 2:25.
Yeah. Well, but the great thing about it is what's really encouraging is about the fact that I've seen none of it, and therefore, when I do, we'll come in and we'll have segments full of content.
I'm going to start playing clips.
Hold on. What about when he's talking about when he goes and comments on his friend's son? I mean, come on.
Dude, I've got an episode from Curb, and I really want to say it. I just got a text to me.
You can't say it out loud. There's too many.
It involves a vacuum sealed package. With a vehicular blank.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Travis Wilson says, you guys are missing the biggest point about Curb. Each scene was improvised, improved by an outline by Larry David. Yes, it was all improvised. They just had basic stuff, and then they would go. So that's why it'd be so funny. Like, one of the things that was funny, when they're having a good coffee, and he goes, it's a good cup of coffee. Oh, it is a good coffee.
What the hell happened to Billy Wynn? It is good.
But Billy Wynn's gone. It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm. We have to find him. Where is he?
What is going on? We got a break.
All Points Bulletin. Billy Wynn, come in. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Now you just tell me that? Come on.
Curb Your Enthusiasm Daily.
Get out of here.